If you're feeling overwhelmed in your job search, you are so not alone. I have watched a lot of people struggle and feel overwhelmed in a process that honestly can be empowering. And ultimately, the key ingredient for a minimally stressful job search is confidence. And so in today's episode, I share 5 tips for how to get insanely confident during your job search. I also share a resource with you that you can leverage in your job search that's linked in the episode description and in the show notes. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Today, I'm going to be sharing specifically 5 strategies that you can use to become insanely confident in your job search. Well, the first step is, why do you need confidence in your job search? I think it's important that we have that conversation to start. And the thing about job searching is that if you approach your job search without confidence, it comes across. It shows up in the way you interact with people. It shows up in how you market yourself. It shows up in how you talk about your skill set. And so if you are in any phase of the job search, so whether it's when you're submitting your resume or when you're interviewing or when you're negotiating, if you don't have confidence, what happens is that when you talk about yourself or talk about what you want, there's a level of timidness that comes across that, whether you know it or not, directly or indirectly, says to the other person you're speaking to that you either don't really want what you're saying you want, or you don't know what you're talking about. So the way you carry yourself, and that's that confidence. So confidence, when I say that, and I say carry yourself, you'll see me, you know, I might move my body, but it's not just a physical thing. It's even just in the way you speak, the things you ask for, the questions you ask. If you approach the job search without confidence, it makes the process a lot harder. So if you have seen any of my content, you might know that I approach career searching as a whole with a framework that has 2 parts. The first part is discovery, and the second is attainment. And in the discovery phase, you're learning more about who you are so you can find work that you love. And the attainment phase is where you're actually doing what you need to do to get the job that you want. And so in the attainment phase, a lot of times women, people, but I work mostly with women, tend to lose confidence or tend to lack confidence when they don't have clarity. So when they are not clear about what it is they want, or when they are not clear about who they are, that's where the lack of confidence comes in. In the attainment phase, lack of confidence tends to come from just feeling overwhelmed. Like, let's be real, y'all. There's a lot that goes into job searching, right? You have to find the right job. You have to do a resume, your LinkedIn profile, network with people, your cover letter, apply for the job, interview, negotiate. There's a lot that goes into job searching. And sometimes just even thinking about it can become overwhelming and can cause a hit to your confidence. And so today I'm going to share with you 5 strategies that you can use to become insanely confident in your job search. So the first thing that you can do to become insanely confident in your job search is stay positive. I know it's nothing like life-changing, but it really is life-changing, actually, if you think about it. It's important that you stay positive while you are job searching. Confidence is something that you can develop. So we are not people sometimes think that you're just born with confidence. Oh, she's just naturally confident. They just have confidence. And that couldn't be furthest from the truth. Confidence is something that can be developed. You can cultivate confidence in yourself. And a great way for you to develop that confidence is by staying positive. It is important that you are always aware of what is happening in your head. And when I say what's happening in your head, what are you telling yourself about yourself? What do you believe about the job search process? What do you think about your abilities and your skills? Because those thoughts will show up in your confidence level. A lot of times, we might not know it, but a lot of people tend to be, well, not even a lot, science has shown, research has shown that our brains have this thing called the negativity bias, where we tend to always look for the negative side of things. This is why we're always asking ourselves, what if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? We tend to lean towards the negative. And so you have to be intentional when you're in the job search. If you are trying to develop confidence, you have to be intentional about being aware of what is happening in your mind. How are you speaking to yourself about the job? Are you constantly saying, oh, this is going to be hard for me. I'm not going to get a job, or I'm just going to try my best and I know it's probably not going to work. Or before you go into an interview, you know, are you saying to yourself, they're probably not even going to give me the job, but I'm just going to interview anyway? Or before you negotiate, are you saying, oh, I'm just going to try to negotiate, but I don't think I'm going to get what I want, but I'll just try my best anyway, right? When you're talking like that, if you're saying these self-deprecating things to yourself, what happens is it impacts how you see yourself. It impacts the amount of effort you put into the job search. It impacts the actions that you take. And whether you know it or not, it shows up in how you carry yourself. And so it's important that you are able to catch yourself and catch your thoughts, so that when you hear yourself saying those negative things, when you hear yourself telling yourself negative things or prophesying negative outcomes about the job search process, you want to be able to catch that. You want to be able to catch that and replace it with a process, a mindset that is more liberating. And I talk about this on my feed, where sometimes we have limiting career beliefs, sometimes we have liberating career beliefs. So you want to always check, what do I believe about the job search? And if it's limiting, if I believe that I'm going to work hard, but it's not going to work out, if I'm thinking that I'm never going to achieve what I'm looking for, I'm just going to try my best, I'm not going to find a job I love, that's not going to be helpful. So some specific ways to stay positive. One is using affirmations. If you follow my stories, you might know this. I'm a big fan of affirmations. All my programs have affirmations in them, because what you have to realize is, if you have these negative self-talk where you're telling yourself things won't work out, these are mindset and beliefs that you have had for years, either by experience or by society or family members. You have believed these things for years. And so you can't just expect your self-talk to automatically become positive just because you wanted to. That's not how this works. You are going to have to be intentional about replacing your mindset, replacing the negative self-talk with positive self-talk. And that's pretty much what affirmations are. If you are someone of faith, so like I'm Christian, oftentimes I would tell my clients who are also Christian, find some of your favorite Bible verses that speak life into you and use those. Write them down and speak them over yourself. Another way that you can develop or stay positive is getting objective about your skills, your accomplishments, and your strengths. So actually take some time to write out, like think back to all the jobs that you've had. Think back to times when you have been successful. Think back to when you have helped, whether it was in an organization that you were working with, you helped increase revenue or decrease cost or increase client retention, or you revamped a whole new program. Whatever it may be, you want to write out your accomplishments, write out your skills, and read them. Because now you're taking an objective lens, an objective look at, here's the actual accomplishments I have. This is what I've been able to accomplish. This is what I've done. And that starts to feed your confidence and helps you stay positive. One thing I always often talk about, if you're following me on Clubhouse, you've heard me say this, but I always talk about creating something that I call a brag bank. So whether it's in your email, you want to have a folder that is, I literally have a folder that's labeled brag bank, or have a journal, like a physical notebook journal, where you write down things. So whenever someone sends you a thank you email, whenever someone says good job, whenever you're asked to do something, save it into either that folder or write it down so you can keep track of your accomplishments while they're happening, as opposed to waiting to remember it, because you can't trust your brain, right? Let me just tell y'all right now, a lot of us try to treat our brains like computers, but our brain was not created to store information. And so you have to write things down so that you don't forget it. Zero In said, this is the best breakdown I have heard about affirmations. Thanks for sharing that. And I talk about this a lot in my program, but I used to be very anti-affirmations. I was like, oh, this feels too woo-woo for me. But yeah, I love them now. It's a great way to check and replace your mindset. Okay, so the second way that you can become insanely confident during your job search is to stay organized. If you're just joining, the first way I said was stay positive. Second way is to stay organized. Like I said earlier, job searching is a lot. Like, and I said this in my training, job searching is a job in itself. Okay, like while you're job searching, it's work. It's, if anybody anywhere ever tells you, oh, just submit a resume and then you get a job, it's so easy, they're lying to you. Okay, job searching is hard work. It can take physical and mental toll on you. And there's so many pieces of it that are happening, right? You're applying in one place, you're talking to one person, you're emailing people, you're calling people. A lot is happening at once while you're job searching. And so it can start to feel overwhelming. And like I said earlier, when you start feeling overwhelmed, your confidence takes a hit. So what you can do is stay organized, whether that is keeping track of every job you've applied to, keeping track of the people you're having conversations with, keeping track of who you're emailing with back and forth. Throughout every phase of your job search, you're going to want to stay organized, because as you stay organized, you will feel like you have a better handle on your job search, a better handle on what is going on, and you're less likely to doubt yourself. And so that feeds into your confidence. So stay organized throughout the process, because it'll help you feel like you're more in control. Okay. The third way that you can become insanely confident during your job search is to stay connected. Okay. Not only is job searching a part-time job at the very least, it might be a full-time job for some people. So not only is job searching a lot of work, it can also feel isolating. Okay. When you're job searching, it can feel like you're alone, or like you're going through the process alone. And so for you to feel confident in your ability to launch a successful job search, you want to stay connected to people who can support you. You want to stay connected to people who can speak life into you, stay connected to people who can give you a objective view of the jobs you're applying to and the process in general. So you're going to want to stay connected throughout the job search. Relationship building is important throughout your career period. So ideally, you're always regularly building professional relationships. But during your job search, more than ever, those relationships are key, because you want someone who can say to you, oh, that's the perfect job for you, or, oh, you'll be really great at that job. Or on the other hand, are you sure you want to do that? Like, are you sure that's the job you want to apply for? Or are you sure you really want to be in that company? Is that the right fit for you? You want people who can stay connected with you throughout the process. Basic sense of that support piece, you want someone who can just bring you a snack while you're on the computer looking at roles. You want someone who can bring you something to maybe bring you a blanket if it's cold in your house, bring you a hot cup of tea or hot chocolate or a glass of wine. Hey, dealer's choice. But the point is, you want to stay supported, because when you have those relationships, when you have people who are speaking life into you and kind of cheering you on throughout the process, that boosts your confidence. There's a reason why cheerleaders exist in games, right? Cheerleaders help boost the confidence of the team and the crowd, because they're sort of being the ambassador for the program. So you want your, for the team is what I meant to say, but you want your own personal cheerleaders to be egging you on throughout the process. Okay. Yes, snacks. Yes, burning chocolate girl. Cause it's hungry work. Okay. Looking for those jobs, it can be hungry work. So number four way that you can become insanely confident in your job search is to stay healthy. So if you're joining and you missed the first four, if you're watching live, the first one was to stay positive. The second was to stay organized. The third is to stay connected. So stay connected or supported. And the fourth way you can become insanely confident in your job search is to stay healthy. I've said this before, I'm going to keep saying it. Job searching can be overwhelming. And it's very easy for you to let that overwhelming nature of the job search take over, right? Like, you could find yourself spending hours just hunched over your computer, looking at roles, scrolling around, or just sitting down for so long. So your body starts to get stiff. You forget to eat. You forget to get up. You forget to look away from the screen, because that's draining your eyes and your head. For some of you, because I get headaches when I look at screens for too long. But my point is, it can become stressful job searching. If you are approaching it without a strategy, and if you are not intentional about staying healthy, it can take a toll on your physical and your mental health. And when you start to get stressed, when you find yourself spending hours and hours doing the job search and not getting results, or maybe you are, but it's still taking a toll on you, that can impact your confidence. So research has actually shown, it was in the Journal of Physical Activity, there's a study that showed that physical health is linked to self-esteem and confidence. So when you're more physically fit, when you're more healthy, you're likely to be more confident about yourself. And so while it's easy to get lost in that abyss of job searching, you want to look up sometimes and come up for fresh air. You want to work out. You want to get up and stretch. You want to move your body. You want to do something else with your mind. Read a book for fiction. Read a book that's educating, so that you're continuing to take care of your physical and mental health, because the better shape you're in physically and mentally, the more confident you are. The more confident you are, the stronger your job search approach will be. Okay. And then number five, the fifth way to get insanely confident while you're job searching is to stay supported professionally. Okay. So the first way to get insanely confident in your job search was to stay positive, then stay organized, stay connected, stay healthy. Number five, and the last one I'll share with you, is to stay supported professionally. It always amazes me how many women wait until they have reached the breaking point of their job or their career before they seek professional help. You can't wait until things are going to absolute crap before you look for someone to help you with your career or your job search. Working with a professional can boost your confidence, because a professional expert can look objectively at your experiences, your skills, and your history, and help you navigate and craft a career story that accurately depicts who you want to be in the world of work, right? I keep saying professional, because they go by different names, right? It could be a career coach, a career counselor, a career mentor, a career strategist. I've heard different names being used. And so finding a professional, as long as it's someone that's a fit for you, can really help to boost and build your confidence. Because here's the thing, when you are living your own career, you're entrenched in your own work history, it can become hard for you to objectively step out of your career story and see new and innovative ways to market yourself for a position, right? You might be thinking, oh, I've always been a accountant, so the only other job I can apply for is accountant roles. Or I've always been in HR, so I can only ever do HR. Or I've always been a teacher, so I can only ever teach. It's very easy to get into that tunnel vision mindset when you're the one living your own career. So when you are able to step out and work with a professional, they can objectively look at your history, find your transferable skills, and help you develop new and creative ways to not only market yourself for roles, but even to start connecting with people, building your network, crafting your marketing materials in a way that helps to boost your confidence. If you remember, number two was to stay organized, because I said job searching can be very overwhelming. There's a lot of things happening. And so when you work with a professional, they can help you craft a system that keeps you organized, that keeps you on track, that keeps you taking the action that you need to take to achieve those goals. So a career counselor or a coach is here for those exact purposes, to ask you questions that will help you stay objective about yourself and your skills. So there you have it, five ways to become insanely confident in your job search. I hope you found this helpful. But if you are in the process of navigating a job search, or maybe you're trying to advance in your career, ask for a promotion, or apply for a new role, I'm hosting a free training in a couple of weeks. It's called How to Land Your Fulfilling Job. So once this is over, if you go to the link in my bio, you can just click that link and you'll see it's the first button on there. You can register for the training. It's a free training. Like I said, I'll be walking you through the exact five steps you need to follow to launch a successful job search. And I look forward to helping you sort of navigate job searching and making the overwhelming a little less overwhelming.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.